providing sanctuary to those of you that think like him, but can't admit it to your friends during the day.
I'm like your biggest fan, really.
Here's your cult leader, Rick Stacy, and the Sunny Update.
All right, here we go. So the scores last night, Dallas over the Jags, 40-7. Oh, my.
That was bad.
Oh, my.
Dolphins over Chicago, just by 3 points.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay lost to the Falcons. Not a great weekend for our football teams, except for Miami. But, of course, they still have last week.
Oh, yeah.
That was a beating.
Yep.
All right, so we had an experiment. We had a lot of aircraft incidents over the weekend. There was the one that, did you see the picture? The one that floated to the ground with the parachute? Single-engine airplane, general aviation airplane. Lucky for them, the plane stopped running, the engine stopped running, and then the parachute, they call it a ballistic parachute, came out of the back, and the plane floated to the ground.
Oh, that's nice.
Unfortunately, it landed on a pickup truck.
Oh.
Otherwise, they would have been fine. They got a few scratches, but they're okay.
Oh, nice. My God.
Yeah, just picked the wrong parking space.
This guy got lucky.
Yeah, Melbourne Beach, an experimental aircraft, had to make an emergency landing in a driveway.
Oh.
The pilot brought the aircraft down Saturday after the engine failed there in Melbourne Beach. A resident in the neighborhood said the pilot had to find safe space to land. They didn't have a lot of choices.
I was talking to the guys. They said they were at about 1,200 feet, and their engine quit. And the beach they looked at wasn't an option for them, and they didn't have very much room. And as you can see, there's a lot of power lines around here.
Yeah, they're very lucky to be alive, and there's nobody injured.
Goodness.
Yeah, it's weird when you see the plane. It looks like a cartoon. Like the wheels just flopped right out flat and the wings are just kind of drooping. It just looks sad.
School bus carrying 9 kids took a nosedive into a swimming pool. Nobody was injured on this one either.
This was happened right after we got off the air on Friday. This was crazy.
Yeah, there was 3 kids in a Jeep and there was, I guess, 9 in the school bus. The school bus ended in the pool with the front of the bus in the water.
The homeowner did come out and assist the bus driver in getting those 9 students out of the bus, the rear of the bus. They were not injured.
Yeah, they attended Magnolia School, a special needs school near the crash scene.
Didn't they say, what was the cause? He was
swerving?
Well,
there's conflicting stories here because the school bus driver says that the Jeep swerved into her lane trying to avoid a dead cat in the road.
Okay.
And the Jeep driver says the bus swerved into her lane because she was trying to avoid a truck parked on the side of the road there. So,
huh?
Is there going to be a polygraph?
I don't know, but it's he said, she said at the moment.
Right. They're still looking for survivors at the hurricane, whatever you want to, the swath that's cut through Mexico Beach on up through the states of Georgia and Alabama and all that. But now they're going to turn it today into a recovery effort. Why do they have to say that? You know what I mean?
I don't know, but it's bad up there. Apparently, it's worse than the news lets on. I had a friend of a friend go up there. He's been, like, driving supplies up there. He goes, you got to be careful because you'll become a part of the statistic up there because there's no gas.
Yeah,
so, like, once you get up there and you drop off supplies and you try to come back, you don't have gasoline. So a lot of people are, like, going there to help but end up getting stuck because they can't get out of town now.
They said a friend of mine lives in Destin, and so she was coming back. She had, I guess, gone to Tennessee for shelter before it happened, and she was driving back, so they went to the big Costco up in Tennessee and brought back everything, and she said it's just leveled. I mean, you see it there, and people can't get out. They can't get gas. Their cars don't have gas. They don't have water. They're running out of food.
Well, 289 people refused to evacuate Mexico Beach. Now they can't find 46 of them. Yeah, well.
What was the death toll up to? 11? I think it was 11 the other day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm all about staying sometimes. Like the last hurricanes here, I wasn't going to go anywhere. It just didn't seem that bad. It wasn't. But when they tell you 155 miles an hour and you're in the leading edge on the beach.
Yeah, I mean, we're,
I think you run.
We're inland a little bit. It's extremely, I mean, it could still be really bad by us. But when you get to the coast and you have those swells, you got to get out of there.
Yeah. Here's a little Marco.
Everyone's doing the best they can. The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Hmm. All right, QSR magazine. Never heard of it before, but I guess it rates drive-thrus or something. That's what it did. Special report.
Okay.
The fastest drive-thrus in America.
Ooh, I bet you I know what it is, and I haven't even seen this list.
Well, I'll give you the who you think is at the bottom of the top 10.
Oh, the bottom.
I might say Steak and Shake, just because they have that little sign out front that says "Voted most worth the wait."
Okay.
Wow, that's a way of looking at it. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
That's actually a negative.
I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. I love me some Steak
me too.
And Shake, but...
Anyway, it's not. They're not even on the list.
Oh.
God, the bottom, I don't know.
All right, give me some guesses. Who do you think the fastest ones are?
I think it's Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is second to the bottom.
What?
Really?
Yeah, man. Number nine.
Dude, I went to Chick-fil-A the other day just to get like a Diet Coke, and you come in, 18 people with iPads come out to you, and then 5 feet later, another person swipes your card, and 5 feet later, another person gives you your seat, and you're bim, bam, in and out of there.
I think that just gives you the illusion that you're moving faster because you're suddenly, they're taking your money quicker.
That's crazy.
I mean, they're taking your money five windows or five cars before you even get up to the window, so I think it gives you the illusion that you're towards the end of the line.
Who's number one, McDonald's?
Well, top five. Taco Bell is number five. Wendy's is number four. KFC is number three. Dunkin' Donuts, number two. And the number one fastest drive-thru, an average of 3 minutes and 13 seconds, is Burger King.
Really?
I haven't been to Burger King in years.
I was going to say, probably because there's not that many people in line.
Yeah. I don't see them as much anymore either.
Well, they're the fastest.
Hungry? Then stop by Burger King, where we've just been recognized as having the fastest drive-thru.
Welcome to Burger King. Can I take your order?
I'd like a...
How about a Whopper with cheese and a large fry, or maybe a small fry and a small onion rings? That'd be pretty good to have both fries and onion rings. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and whip that up for you. So pull around for your total for the Whopper with cheese and small fry and small onion rings. Thank you.
But I haven't even ordered it.
I said, please pull around in the first window. I've got a lot of people behind you.
Burger King, the fastest drive-thru in America. Stop by today.
Rick Stacey in the morning.
With Jill and Smokestack.
Get up! Hurry, everybody, get up!
105.9 Sunny FM.